This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least two people were killed in Myanmar after riot police opened fire on them and other anti-coup protesters Saturday. One of the victims was shot in the head and died immediately during the latest rally in the second largest city of Mandalay. That is according to Frontier Myanmar, a news and business magazine. Another was shot in the chest and died en route to a hospital. Several other serious injuries were also reported. The shootings occurred near Mandalay's dock, where tear gas, rubber bullets, water cannon, and slingshots were used on protesters earlier Saturday. About 500 police and soldiers descended on the area after dock workers joined the National Civil Disobedience Movement, refusing to work until the military junta that seized power in a February 1st coup reinstates the democratically elected government led by Aung San Suu Kyi. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog Saturday arrived in Tehran ahead of Iran's plan for partly suspending inspections by the agency to the country's nuclear facilities. Rafael Grassi will meet Iranian nuclear officials, including Ali Akbar Salehi, the head of the country's nuclear department, and a vice president to President Hassan Rouhani. Iran's parliament in December approved a bill that would suspend part of UN inspections of its nuclear facilities under a 2015 nuclear deal. That is if European signatories to the deal do not provide relief from oil and banking sanctions by February 23rd. It will also stop implementation of the additional protocol that allows the IAEA inspectors to carry out more intrusive inspections.